producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Anthony Gucciardi is coming up, the quarterback of the fourth hour with all the breaking news and intel. Pastor Manning of Otla Worldwide, otla.org, is our guest. Taking a few more calls for him right now, but I have said this many times on air, as it's true. I wanted to be a radio host that made films, wrote some books, and wanted to just warn America like a Paul Revere. I did not want to get put in the position of being, you know, a general in the fight. Believe me, the average egomaniac would love that until they actually got the responsibilities, the death threats, the thinking through stuff, having to make the right decisions, getting upset with yourself when you make the wrong decisions. But now it's amazing when Pastor Manning was saying that, because a lot of insiders I talk to, a lot of other people say it's just hitting them right now. They have to lead. They have to fight. They have to get involved. The sleeping giant is rising right now. And that's because evil's coming in, folks. And as the Bible says, the pastor may know the verse, I just know it from memory. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And all of you are leaders in your area against this evil. And don't even overthink it. Just go with God, vaya con Dios, do the right thing. Pastor Manning?
Yes, sir. No, we have to accept the charge. We have to accept the responsibility. If you love your family, if you love your children, if you got grandchildren, they're sexualizing our five-year-olds in the schools. We've got to stop that. You are not worth your salt as a man if you allow this perversion to continue within our schools and in the workplace. We have got to take the leadership position in a much larger way in which we're doing right now. The truth of the matter is that it's inevitable. It's biblical. And Alex, you know, you're one of the generals. I'm not trying to stroke your ego or anything of that nature, but you've been on the front line for quite some time. And people trust your long-standing integrity. Listen, I took down Al Sharpton, not because I wanted to be the leader here in Harlem. God forbid, that's not what I want.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, but, you know, because of the need to get the people, to get people from underneath the suffering that Al Sharpton,
you said we're going
to
boycott him, and you said within 6 months he'll lose his show. It's happened.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, we've just,
and you knew in your spirit that was going to happen if you took action. So remember, you said if I do this, if I take action, other people will lead by example. He's going to fall.
Yeah, and so we took that action, and people are now trusting me. People who once were very suspicious of me, they didn't think I was black enough. They called me an Uncle Tom, a coon, a nigger. They called me all those things because I didn't get down with the so-called black civil rights movement and Obama worship. But Alex, they are now shaking my hands on the street. I mean, if they walk past me, they want to stop and talk to me and thank me for the standard I've taken. So you've got to do the same thing. And others that are listening to me have to do the same thing. And not for yourselves, but think about your children. We shouldn't allow our children to be led to slaughter the way people are trying to do with the sexualizing them and everything else they're doing, taking away our jobs or taxing us, not giving us the liberty to have college educate our children. I mean, destroying families, putting men together with men. We need to protect our children.
Well, there's no doubt that they're waging war on stability and then selling it as tolerance. I'm tolerant. The point is, they are definitely against people that have traditional lifestyles. They are persecuting Christians. They've done things that make Nixon look like an angel. And then I wonder what's next. I mean, in the 30 seconds we got left, Pastor Manning, what's next if we don't turn the tide against them?
Well, you know, Alex, I can't answer that question the way you would want me to answer it, because we are going to do it. The only thing that I could say would be utter destruction, but that's not going to happen. America is too great, and there are just too many people in America right now that are ready to stand for righteousness and stand for truth. So the answer to that question, it isn't going to happen, but destruction would be the answer. Utter destruction of us as a nation and destruction of those people who are destroying us, because when they take us down, they'll have no foundation upon which to build their own.
I agree. Well, I just hope for some Jonas out there to get us our Nineveh reprieve. Have a great New Year, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you, Pastor Manning.
God bless you, Alex. New Year's to you and all yours.
I'm going to come right back with Anthony Gucciardi.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, there is a real danger in this divide and conquer strategy that the social engineers are going to be successful actually creating more divide and conquer strategy, more tribalism. We really should judge people by the character of their actions, by their deeds, like Martin Luther King said. That's how I judge a musician. It's how I judge a chef. It's how I judge a builder. It's how I choose a lover, if you're married. It's how you choose things is by its fruits. But they steal our individualism when they make us a group. But then when they create so much racism, you're almost forced into your group just to defend yourself because you're being attacked by other groups just because you're, quote, in a perceived group. So there's lots of contradictions to all of this. And as the public gets more and more dumbed down, as the media system becomes more and more pointless, People don't know how to navigate that. And there's a lot of fights going on, and a lot of real beefs, and a lot of real issues as well, mixed into all these falsehoods. But know this. If you transcend it all and look at it, the social engineers have stolen the issuance of currency and credit. They've created all these fake derivatives, tied us to it in debt, and are systematically engaging in genetic manipulation of not just the human species, but every other major species. And what they're doing is very reckless and dangerous. They act like a textbook historical Hellraiser demon. Now, whether you think that's real or not, it doesn't matter. As I've said thousands of times, archetypally, these people love ugliness, they love death, they love failure, they love sabotaging elegant, beautiful systems, they love destroying free will, they love disabling, twisting, hurting, humiliating, dominating, stupefying. They are, in short, the devil. And they claim they come to empower and bring human liberty and strength and options. But they give you the knowledge of good and evil. They already have the knowledge of good, at least in past generations. Now they're phasing out the knowledge of good and only having the knowledge of evil. First there was only the knowledge of good. Then there was the knowledge of good and evil. And the knowledge of evil was the twisted con artist technologies, the manipulations of words, the manipulations of math, the manipulations, the creation of fraudulent systems that do not create higher orders. They can devolve or rot. They cannot fly. They are fallen. They want your soul. They want your intellect. They want to destroy your future. They are absolute death. Spiritual anathema. Separation from the light. Claiming to be the light. But you judge a tree by the fruit it produces, and these people produce hell on earth. I will attempt to do a Facebook mentions and a YouTube today, a year in review. But I think we'll probably just come back in future shows and kind of do the year in review and then look forward. But it's a very, very interesting time to be alive, to say the least. I'm going to hand the baton to Anthony Gucciardi here now so he can host the rest of the fourth hour today. But now is the time to really retrospectively look back on your life and look around you and ask, do you just want to kind of go along, watch TV, watch sports, never really have goals, never really have a destiny? You think you're getting away with just kind of not doing anything? That's why you're so empty. I'm talking to folks that aren't awake. I'm not patronizing our audience. It's animating. It's invigorating. It's empowering. It's dynamic to get involved in history. It's dynamic to be real. And so I'm asking you, why not make the full choice to commit to human freedom and human free will? Why not fully commit to fight the evil? And start understanding you don't need to go to that establishment church to find God. You don't need to go to that establishment guru to find God. You need to simply understand that, as Christ said, you would ask God in, knock on the door, the universe that God made right through you, God's coming in. And if you can get past the fear, all the fears that are going to be whispered in your ears of what's going to happen to you if you throw those devils out, if you decide not to work off of twisted logic, the knowledge of evil, but use the knowledge of good, then you will become an oasis in your area to others who have fallen a long way towards the web that has been spun for them at the bottom. That's why people that have been turned over to evil hate good and hate creation and hate beauty and hate purity, because they know they've fallen, they know they've been conned, they know they've been destroyed already. Those people are the enemy. But there's not actually that many of those. Most people are confused and powerless and don't know what to do. And they think if they engage in dark tricks, twisted logic, that somehow it will get them ahead. And that all starts because they lie to themselves. It's time to stop lying to yourselves out there. It's time for me to stop lying to myself. It's all a process. It's time to ask God to help take us to the next level. The choice is up to you. Anthony Gucciardi, I'm going to go in here to this meeting and work on some of the TV launch we got coming up next year, but you go ahead and take over, buddy.
You know, I love what you're saying, because the truth is people buy into the number one biggest lie ever told, the largest deception on all of humanity, and that is that you have to buy the establishment lie that you are worthless, you are powerless, but even worse, that you have to buy into their garbage. And once you sink your teeth into it, you think that's the only thing you consume on a spiritual level, and you get into this reality. And I saw Star Wars last night, and I want to talk about it. I also want to talk about how George Lucas says that he sold Star Wars to white slavers and the whole big deal with that. But here's why I like Star Wars so much. Because the concept of the dark side and the light side really is a form of reality. And what you're talking about is also my number one topic that I love to talk about. People getting deceived into this false reality that they, for some reason, can't join the side of human empowerment. That it gives them power, this is what they believe, to go against it, to fight with their neighbors, to act like they're superior, to act like they're perfect, to act like they've got it all figured out, when in reality, that is a lie they're telling themselves. And true humans that want to empower each other and empower the species and empower the planet and fight the madness, like the criminal charges to tech companies if they notify users of government spying and many of these other points I'm going to get to, if you want to join and fight against that, that's how you get the real power. But there are downsides. You will be attacked. You will be mocked. But there are solutions and there are answers. And that is joining the so-called light side.
But until the evil truly gets power, Anthony, the first phases of them attacking you are actually empowerment. It's a total con. People are conned into being enslaved when that's the great danger, thinking they're safe by curling up next to it. It's just totally ridiculous. I'm going to go ahead and punch out, but you're absolutely right. They think they get power by joining with the system, and at this phase of the takeover, you really don't get power joining with the system.
Exactly. It's like a synthetic vitamin or something. When you take, let's say you have scurvy and you're taking real natural vitamin C or eating an orange, you're curing it, right? But let's say we have some super, super bad synthetic vitamin C and you're taking and taking and just wishing it would cure your scurvy, your deficiency. Please, I need more. But that is the establishment version. That is, it's a fake synthetic lie that you are being force-fed, and when you choose to consume it, you just keep doing it, thinking it's going to cure you, thinking joining with evil is going to cure you. But here's the key point, too, right? Because I'm not sitting up here, and Alex isn't sitting up here on some high horse judging, how dare these people, they're, no, no, no. The key is accepting you're an imperfect human being that understands both the dark side and the light side, but chooses the light side, that understands you are imperfect, you make mistakes, you've done bad things in your life, but you're choosing, though, to align your heart with the right place. And that is the difference. Instead of the establishment people and the people that have bought into the establishment lie and the so-called dark side sitting up there acting like they're perfect, they're going to tell you what to do.
And they think their system's finally going to work when they've extinguished good, and then they can play global galactic dictator.
Exactly, and on an individual level. I mean, if someone buys into this reality that they get power by being deceitful and by being evil, if you want to call it that, they are also, in the sense, establishment, but on an individual level. So it's not just the geopolitical spectrum.
Sure, you run into these evil people, they've got power over dumbed-down, unawake people, but to somebody awake, they're like moving in slow motion. They're a joke. And they think you're weak just because you don't think like they do, and they can stab you in the back. They think that's some magic trick they've got because they're such crap.
Well, we see it in the animal kingdom, right? Imagine kind of like apes or monkeys or bears. you can go in and dress like a big bear in a bear community, right, in a group of bears, a huge bear suit, and get up and be like, oh, but you're actually, you know, made of cloth and a human being that could kill you in one swipe. But if the bears don't realize that you're not the alpha male, you're not the leader, right, they think you are because it's all a facade. That's kind of like these bad, so-called bad people with power, right, the people that want to deceive you. They are like a fake alpha leader that acts cool and acts tough when in reality they have nothing to back it up. And in one cell swipe, they can be taken out intellectually. We'll be right back. We're going to 2016. There's so many stories to cover. We're going to talk about four ways to change the world in 2016, four ways to make 2016 your best year, and what we can do about it. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, the last broadcast of 2015. We'll be right back.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at supernaturalsilver.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95, and then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Ricciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and I've got a lot of news here, but I glanced over at the computer screen here in Alex's radio studio, and it says 90% of Americans said 2015 was not better than 2014. That is a really disturbing number. And one of the things I want to talk about today, in addition to all of this news, is four ways to not only change the world in 2016, including the abolishment of political correctness and how we can work towards that, but four ways to make 2016 your best year. And I really mean that. This isn't just some cheesy BS. This is really a practical plan to make 2016 your best year and get away from all the media attack on your mind that is making you depressed, upset, apathetic, and feel like we are losing the battle, when in reality, every single day is a victory. So I want to get into that here in a minute. You know, earlier I had an amazing discussion with Alex on air, if you caught this last segment, and what it really boils down to me, and I'm going to equate this to Star Wars in kind of a funny way, because I saw it last night, Star Wars The Force Awakens. Star Wars, the idea of the Force, to me, is genius, and it's also just an adaptation of real life in some ways, right, in an exaggerated way. Every single day at a micro level, like a micro transaction, we're putting currency into either lightness or darkness. And the reality is we put currency into both. Everyone chooses light and dark sometimes. But the idea of the Force is really powerful when you apply it to your life. This is kind of silly, but you'll get where I'm going with this. When you choose light side, when you choose the light side, you also understand the dark side, right? When you choose to do something good, it's not an easy choice. When you choose to harness that so-called force, which is really just your energy, however you want to take that is up to you, your energy, putting stock into either so-called good or so-called evil. What it really is putting stock into human empowerment and reality, human empowerment and reality, or the attack on human empowerment and reality. And when we listen to the media narrative that tells us that we're worthless and tells us that we have to buy into the establishment system, that's putting currency into the dark side. And I mean that in fullness. You're choosing every single day, but even at the micro level, being nice to someone, right? Just enjoying a conversation with a stranger, not being a jerk, being a decent human being. It costs $0 to be a decent human being. That's putting stock into the light side, right? So the idea of the force is every single day you're choosing which side to go on. Every single day is a struggle. It's a battle because you will be tempted to do, and I'm not talking about standard, you know, you'll be tempted to, you know, sin or something. I'm talking about the fight for humanity. I'm talking about actually getting up and doing something. I'm talking about knowing you're an imperfect human being with flaws, with a past, but not letting that affect you. Because guess what? The future doesn't look to the past. It doesn't get caught up in it. It's time to join up and do something. Even if it's painting that makes you passionate, if you want to help people through that mechanism, then do it. Now is the time. 2016, even though I'm all about making changes daily, every day, right? I'm trying to advance myself every single day. 2016 is a new fresh start. It is a new mental template. Wipe 2015 clean, if that's what you need to do, and start now. This is the last broadcast of 2015. I'm honored to be selected to help host this fourth hour. And if you take anything from this broadcast with me today, know that tomorrow, even though it's a silly human creation, you know, it's just a new year on the calendar, I get it. It's nothing actually new, and sometimes it's silly to have these resolutions that we don't keep. I get that. Fresh start, though. It is a new year, and now is the time to actually join the fight and do something. Now is your time. This is your call to arms. So I'm going to get into some things. Let's hit some news before we get into the four ways we can change the world in 2016. Which means four solutions that actually work that I'm going to get down. So tech companies face criminal charges if they notify users of UK government spying. And you've probably already heard about this story, and I'm going to follow up with it. Last week, it was reported that Yahoo had become the latest company that promised to alert users who was suspected were being spied on by state-sponsored actors, right? So the UK government, oh, well, we'll just criminally charge you if you tell people that we're spying on them and hacking into their emails. How dare you do that? Well, Microsoft... I'm going somewhere with this. Microsoft will warn email users of suspected hacking by governments, they claim. This is from the Foreign Desk. says, Microsoft Corporation said on Wednesday it will begin warning users of its consumer services, including Outlook.com. Where is this all going? It's kind of like the Associated Press. The government is getting so intrusive, so bureaucratic, and so bloated that even Silicon Valley now is fighting back. Because this isn't an isolated incident. Multiple tech companies are saying, we're not going to stand for this. We're not going to just let you backdoor our programs. The government is at war with even the major corporations now. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. We'll be right back with a lot more on the fourth hour.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to.
Welcome back. It's the fourth hour. I'm Anthony Gucciardi, your host for the remainder of the hour. And Mexican marijuana farmers see profits tumble as U.S. loosens laws. Gee, who would think? He started growing marijuana as a teenager and 4 decades later earned a modest living from his tiny plot tucked at the base of these rugged mountains of western Mexico. He proudly shows off his illegal plants, waist high and fragrant, strategically hidden from view by rows of corn and nearly ready to be harvested. I've always liked this business, producing marijuana, the 50-year-old farmer said wistfully. He had decided that this season's crop would be his last. The reason? Free market economics. And this is from the LA Times. Here's someone that has been growing marijuana for decades and selling it to people in the United States from Mexico. But what's happened? Obviously, states like Colorado and more lax in California means that, gee, the Mexican drug war is getting a little bit better, at least when it comes to shipping in the United States. Who would have thought? And again, even if you don't like marijuana or drugs, you know, it doesn't matter. The point is, less people do them, it becomes less of an issue, less crime associated with it. Anyway, moving on. Trans-Pacific trade deal bumps up health prices, costs U.S. jobs. Gee, who told you about that? FBI offers $5,000 reward after bacon found at Vegas mosque. The FBI is offering a $5,000 reward for information that helps them find the person who put raw bacon on the door handles of the Las Vegas mosque. Agents nab Pakistanis with terrorist connections crossing U.S. border. Crime in Los Angeles rose in all categories in 2015, LAPD says. For the first time in more than a decade, all categories of crime rose across Los Angeles in 2015 as police struggled to get control of the problem. Styrofoam ban begins in D.C. on Friday. And here's an interesting one. Erectile dysfunction linked to risk of early death. And not just, oh, you could die 5% more likely. 70% chance to die early, more likely to die early, a new study has found. And I've always thought about this. So without getting into too much detail, you have to think about really your biological purpose, at least as far as your body's concerned, is to do what? Is to reproduce. So anything that interferes with that reproductive capability, you have to imagine your body's putting most of its resources towards the reproduction, right? It's trying all it can to reproduce. So if something's wrong there, that implicates a bigger issue, and a lot of the times, ED has to do with heart issues. So anyone out there struggling with those types of things, I highly recommend you get on a serious health program and check out your heart big time. 70% more likely to die early, according to that study. On the flip side, we have some more AI news. Erica, the most beautiful and intelligent android, leads Japan's robot revolution. Although the day when every household has its own robot is so myopic, the Japanese are demonstrating a formidable acceptance of humanoids. And it goes on to talk about what she can do. When she's asked her age, she says, "That's a slightly rude question. I'd rather not say." Interesting stuff. And it ties in with the president, the presidential candidate, who claims technology to transform us into immortal cyborgs is within reach. And I think he was interviewed, actually, on the InfoWars Nightly News. Zoltan Isvan, yeah, he was. 10 years, a quadriplegic walk run, an Olympian using robotics. And it also reminds me of the 2045 program where they say by 2045 we'll all be singularity AI robots with the power to dominate the world. And you know what? Elon Musk is a crazy technology phobe that doesn't know what he's talking about when he says maybe we should keep in check some type of AI along with the 50 billion professors that agree with him. But hey, you know, he's afraid of technology. I'm going to open up the phone lines, and what I want to hear about is what you're going to do differently in 2016, what solutions you're going to enact to help change the world, what you're going to do in 2016 to make it a powerful year of victory. All right? I don't want to hear about necessarily the terrible things in 2015. I want to hear about 2016 being the best year full of solutions, what we're going to do, because I'm going to present some ideas myself. The phone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So let's get into these. This is my four ways to make 2016 your best year and four ways to change the world in 2016. First, let's talk about changing the world with real solutions in 2016. Number one, stop letting the mainstream media control the narrative. This is potentially one of the most important. Now, what do I mean by that? If you notice, in our culture, the mainstream media still has got us fooled into thinking that they control the whole story. We're not allowed to think for ourselves still, even though we reject it, even though in polls, it's been found over and over, Gallup polls, no one trusts the mainstream media. No one trusts Congress. No one trusts the president. The mainstream media still got us on the latch because we still watch it. We still absorb it. We still don't treat our brain like our stomachs. And we watch the mainstream media and we let it hit us and we let them control the narrative. It's time to stop. It's time to stop giving them the credit. It's time to formulate your own opinions. And a lot of you are doing this. You know, I know most of this audience is super aware of what's going on. But, I mean, in general, We need to stop letting them dominate us on social media, in our social spaces. It's time to think for ourselves. Even if some of their narratives might even be true in some cases, it's time to formulate our own opinions without watching to the megalithic media networks for answers. It's time to form our own opinions. That's the first starting point. Number two, which I think is really the easiest one, is abolish political correctness in your life and watch as it's abolished in the lives of others. I've always said political correctness is now on the way out. It has gone too far. It has become too extreme and too ridiculous to wear certain color bags or racist and stuff. It's so absurd, especially to someone like me who actually loves humanity and loves people of all types and craziness, right? I really like everyone. I really love everyone to some degree. Even the most screwed up people, I have sympathy for them. I've read books on some of the most twisted historical figures you can imagine, and I still see humanity in them. You know, no one is 100% pure evil. They all have parts of humanity in them and empathy that, for whatever reason, through trauma in their life, they're suppressing and doing these absurd things. But political correctness is a form of verbal domination. Okay, so when you fall into the idea of political correctness, as South Park has so geniusly and hilariously highlighted, you're being dominated verbally. When I come on the air and I'm afraid to say something that's not actually hurtful, this is the key part, okay? It's not actually racist, it's not actually sexist, but I'm afraid to say something because it could be perceived as politically incorrect. That's a form of controlling my language on a false pretense. That's a form of dominating my ability to form sentences to you and dominating my ability to communicate and connect with you. So what happens, therefore, is people are stifled and stopped from their communication powers because of their fear of political correctness. That is, therefore, a control of the language, a control of our vocabulary that we've never seen in the likes of before, because back in the day, you know, the king could say, I'm offended by this and you will stop. And they would just, well, sure, we'll do it because we don't want to basically be killed. We don't want to offend the ruling class, the royalty, But now people choose to do it themselves because they buy into the lie of political correctness. It's so easy to escape. Let's just get over it. Let's just get over it. Stop using it. Stop falling prey to it. It's not racist to say some silly things or sexist. And you know what? We all make jokes. We all say things. At the end of the day, stop buying into political correctness. Number three, stop identifying with preconceived schools of ideology. Stop basing all your opinions on what your school of thought that you have subscribed to says to do, whether it's being a Republican, a moderate, a Democrat, or even some type of branch of, you know, some people follow their specific guru or whatever, and if he says something, they just, oh, well, you know, I agree. We all form these kind of silly ideas that we don't have any basis on. I'm guilty of all this myself, by the way. I'm not incriminating you. I'm saying, hey, we all do this. It's time to stop. We all feel like we have these ideas, but there's no foundation. We just kind of grab them from somewhere. It's kind of like running around a field and picking apples from a tree and just grabbing them randomly. A lot of people do that when they watch the news and their favorite talking head says something, or they feel like it's not Republican to say that. It's not very Republican to say what I'm about to say, so I'm going to change my belief system to conform with what I believe the Republicans would say. What? That's so absurd. Even if it's a good thing, always question. It's been said, and I really like this, have strong beliefs that are weakly held. Okay? It's not bad to change your mind. Advance your thinking. How dare you not conform to this Republican system? It doesn't matter. Have strong beliefs that are weakly held. Be willing to advance your opinion beyond the school of ideology that you subscribe to. It's absurd. Four, spread solutions and a message of victory instead of amplifying the media rhetoric. When I log on to social media and I look at the hundreds of thousands of individuals that I'm connected with, a lot of the stuff I see is good, is solutions-oriented, is real news media. But a lot of it, a lot of people focus so much on attacking these specific stories that the media puts out. And it's all just about the media itself. It's like CNN did this, you know, Salon did this, all focusing on the media and what they said, and making it more about the mainstream media. It's time to get away from the mainstream media and stop acting like they have control over our lives by giving them so much credit to obsess over them. Well, CNN said this. Oh, Fox News said this. Oh, no, no, no. Who cares? They don't have control over you. Become independent of that concept. Spread solutions and a message of victory and make it relate to people that aren't so informed as you, right? Not everyone is informed as informed as you. Sometimes it's the simplest things that can help people understand things. You don't have to hit them with these series of news bombs, right? Like, look, in 1964, this. Just let people get to that point, but don't even, you know, assume everyone is on the same level as you. I'm going to go to some calls, and then I want to go some news and four ways to individually make 2016 your best year and some other solutions and strategies. Let's go ahead and go to Mike in Tennessee. What's on your mind, Mike?
Greetings. I want to encourage people to follow your lead and try to become independent, self-sufficient, and learn the concepts of self-governance, because at the end of the day, you should be only relying on you, and learn the fact that this is a corporate government. The United States government is a corporation. Every state is a corporation. Therefore, if you learn these simple things, I do not consent. I do not wish to engage in commerce. That stops the beast at the door. They can't engage in commerce. They can't proceed. And if they can't proceed, they can't deal with you. And that will free up so many people from these prisons that it would be an amazing thing for people to realize. Wrap your mind around this, folks. It is a corporation. It's Walmart. It is not what you think. The original du jour government, it's been gone since 1871. So waking up to the truth, instead of shaking people awake, just tickle them. Just give them the information, because they're coming on board. And I believe this will be the year that there's an epiphany where people will spontaneously react to the truth. And eventually, we can stop feeding this beast, keep your money in your pocket, obey the top 10, love your neighbor as it is, love your God and yourself, and do the right thing, and the light will shine, the darkness will drop off and become a thing of the past, and we can become Americans once again.
Beautifully said, Mike. And, you know, you said two things that really resonated with me. First and foremost is the idea of a prison that you're in. Okay, and this is really important. I call it a box, a mental ideological box, but a prison is actually an even better term. How many prisons are you putting yourself in? Self-made prisons. Because look, you have to decide to go into the prison and close the door. You have to decide to go into the cell, the ideological cell. All these points I'm talking about, you have to decide to let it affect you. You have to decide to let the media affect you and run your narrative and control your life. You have to decide that you want to be normal. You want to be accepted and societally okay and follow political correctness. What you're doing is you're closing the prison cell on your brain. You're putting yourself into so many different prisons when you aren't independent of all of this. And you also said something that I think is truly beautiful. Something along the lines of 2016 is the year of awakening. Because for how many years have we all as a grassroots movements and thought leaders like Alex been pushing out information, right? Years and years and years. The information, I believe, is out there. I believe the information is already out there, and a lot of people are aware of it. The age of informing is still here, but it's more along the lines of the age now of action and awakening is 2016. You see, enough people are informed at this point when the line goes up that a certain level, you're then going into the age of solutions and action. And I think 2016 may be that year. Let's go to Gary in Pennsylvania. Gary, what do you think about 2016?
Hi, yeah. I just wanted to say thank you for what you guys do. God bless everybody, including the listeners and you guys and Alex and everyone. But I have four main things that I want to do. The first thing, of course, is going to be profess and continue to spread the amazing, loving news of Jesus Christ, not in a non-religious but loving way. Because it's not really about religion. It's about love, and that's really what the big thing is here. And number two, I want to get more InfoWars bumper stickers. Right now, I have my 9/11 was an inside job in my floor. There's poison in the tap water bumper stickers, and I see people every time looking at my bumper sticker in the rearview mirror, and it's just awesome to see people seeing it. Like, you definitely know it's waking them up. It's just a good feeling to have those. So I want to get some more of those. And number three is going to stop eating processed food. completely. I would like to stop eating Chipotle. I love Chipotle. I know they say it's non-GMO or whatever, but I would like to stop. And then number four is just going to be continue to be generous to everybody, opening doors, helping somebody on the side of the highway, changing the tire, you know, stupid little tiny little acts that you would think don't mean anything or else somebody else will help. Or, no, help the old lady with her cane stuck at Walmart in the parking lot. Like, I mean, that's the way that it should be done. So just love in general. So more love, I guess you could say.
You know what? You're right. It does mean something to do little acts like that, micro acts. It does mean something because one of the issues I actually have with almost every single movement is it's always about the political spectrum of something like, well, we just have to inform people and do all this stuff. And I agree, it's such a powerful point. But let's also remember our humanity, right? Because it's the littlest actions that foretell the largest actions in our lives. If we can't be nice enough to open the door for an old woman, how are we supposed to spread love and information to other people? If we can't actually be nice to a stranger, if we can't actually help someone that maybe doesn't get something and therefore doesn't understand the full spectrum of information you're presenting to them, you know, how can we overall, in a larger meta perspective, do what we need to do? And I want to talk a little bit more about that when I come back. Also, I want to talk about the secret about New Year's Eve and Christmas that you're not going to hear anywhere else, and the four solutions to make 2016 your best year, and some more news as well. And, you know, I'm honored once again to be part of this last broadcast on the Alex Jones Show of 2015, and we're going to make this next segment really come out, count, and take the rest of your calls when we come back. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks so much. Stay tuned.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every year, millions of Americans are unknowingly letting government institutions and megacorporations steal billions of dollars of their money. And it's all possible because in the hustle and bustle of daily life, we forget to use those holiday gift cards. The numbers are staggering. In the past 5 years alone, $41 billion of consumer gift cards went completely unspent. That's $41 billion taken directly from our back pockets. Don't let them win. Instead, use your gift cards to help support the InfoWar and get 15% off when you use the promo code GIFT15 at checkout at InfoWarsStore.com. Many gift cards are universal and work just like credit cards. But don't worry, if yours doesn't, just to promote the concept of using the money on your gift cards, the discount goes to everybody that uses the promo code. That's promo code GIFT15. Don't donate your money to the banksters. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight for human liberty.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
2016. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive of the Alex Jones Show. And once again, I'm glad to be a part of this final broadcast. We've got some of your calls coming up on what you're going to do moving forward into 2016 to better your life and change the world. We went over my four ways to change the world in 2016. And I also want to talk about a secret behind New Year's, Christmas, and really all of the holidays. And this is one that I don't think I've heard anyone else say. So we all know about the holiday spirit, right? The joy of the holiday spirit. Some people look forward to it all year. It is a beautiful thing. We talk about people holding doors for old women. We talk about people spending time choosing gifts for their friends and family, right? Not the corporate hijacked part of it where they turned it into kind of like a monopoly game on how much money you can spend. And if you don't spend enough money and buy the latest electronics for your friends and family, well, you're a bad person. Right? I'm not talking about that corporation hijack that went on. I'm talking about the true holiday spirit. The idea of just being a little bit kinder to people, being a little bit nicer, not bumping in line or letting someone get in front of you. It's the holidays, right? It's the holiday spirit. We have to be nicer. Well, I both love that and I have a huge issue with that, and I'll tell you why that is. Because the holiday spirit is a lie. It's actually the human spirit. And for some reason, we only turn it on for 24 to 42 hours or a week or two around Christmas time or New Year's or whatever. And here's what that shows. Here's the big secret about that. That shows us, that shows humanity, that shows me, that shows you, that it's not a holiday spirit. It's actually people trying to be nicer and trying to be more empathetic and more real and express their human spirit, their human spirit of love and passion and caring for a period of time. And then when the holidays are gone, some people turn it off. They become mean again. They become hard again. It's not Christmas anymore. It's a new year, right? Why don't we have it on all year? Why don't we have that holiday spirit 364 other days of the year instead of one day per year? Because people don't turn it on. They just act like it's the holidays. I'll be nice to someone. No, that should be on every single day. We need to turn that on every day. Express the full spectrum of human emotion, reality, and the human spirit every single day instead of just Christmas. So I'm tired of it. And at the same time the holiday spirit is beautiful, it's also a lie because you have it in you every single day to actually do something and care about your friends and family and care about other people. And that is the truth about all holidays. And remember that and tell someone that, because you can be like that every day. We could all be like that to each other every single day. It's not a magical thing that happens on Christmas. Santa doesn't bring it into your chimney. Okay? You can do that any time of year. All right, we're almost out of time. I'm going to go through my list, four ways to make 2016 your best year. Really listen to this. Number one is change your consumption. Treat your brain like your stomach. Stop watching the mainstream media garbage. Consider it like a loss of energy every single time you watch it. I mean, if you're sitting there watching television all day, and I'm not judging people. I'm really not. I've been there. I've done these things. Sometimes it's fun to watch television to relax or whatever, but you need to change your consumption. 80-20 rule. 80% of your consumption needs to be good, real news, positive solutions, empowerment, right? People that want you to succeed. People that want you to live. Stop watching people that want to take control of you. Stop being afraid of change, advancing your mindset. It's okay to have new ideas and concepts. You're not changing, you're advancing your mindset. If you change on an issue, it's not a big thing, it's not a bad deal. Drop the idea of being normal. Who wants to be normal in this world? And align yourself with your mission and your passion. You're not happy if you're working a 9-to-5 job in your cubicle doing nothing you love. Spend 20 minutes every single day doing something that matters for the world. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. Thanks so much for watching this broadcast, The Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive, and Alex will be back in 2016 to tell you what's coming up in the news on Sunday. Thanks so much for watching.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.